सत्यनाम कर्ता पुरख निरपौ निर्वैर अकाल मूरत अजूनी सैभं गुर प्रसाद जप आदि सच जुगाद सच है भी सच नानक होसी भी सच। एक ओंकार सतनाम कर्ता पुरख निरपौ निर्वैर अकाल मूरत अजूनी सैभं गुर प्रसाद जप आदि सच जुगाद सच है भी सच नानक होसी भी सच। एक ओंकार सतनाम कर्ता पुरख निरपौ निर्वैर अकाल मूरत अजूनी सैभं गुर प्रसाद जप आदि सच जुगाद सच है भी सच नानक होसी भी सच। एक ओंकार सतनाम कर्ता पुरख निरपौ निर्वैर अकाल मूरत अजूनी सैभं गुर प्रसाद जप आदि सच जुगाद सच है भी सच नानक होसी भी सच। वाहे
कोटि कोट कोट ਦੇਦਾ ਦੇ ਲੈਣ ਦੇ ਥੱਕ ਪਾਹੇ ਜੁਗਾ ਜੁਗੰਤਰ ਖਾਹੀ ਖਾਹੇ ਹੁਕਮੀ ਹੁਕਮ ਚਲਾਏ ਰਾਹੁ ਨਾਨਕ ਵਿਗਸੈ ਵੇ ਪਰਵਾਹ ਹੁਕਮੀ ਹੁਕਮ ਚਲਾਏ ਰਾਹੁ ਨਾਨਕ ਵਿਗਸੈ ਵੇ ਪਰਵਾਹ ਗਾਵੈ ਕੋ ਤਾਣ ਹੋਵੈ ਕਿਸੈ ਤਾਣ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ।
ਪਰਮ ਸਤਿਕਾਰ ਯੋਗ ਗੁਰੂ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਜੀ, ਵੀ ਬਲੈਸਡ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਇਨ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੈਜੈਂਸ ਆਫ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ, ਹੂ ਇਜ਼ ਬ੍ਰੋਟ ਅਸ ਆਲ ਹੇਅਰ ਟੁਗੈਦਰ ਅਗੇਨ ਇਨ ਦ ਹਜ਼ੂਰੀ ਇਨ ਦ ਕਲੋਸਨੈਸ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਦਿਸ ਓਪਰਚੁਨਿਟੀ ਟੂ ਕੰਟੈਂਪਲੇਟ ਐਂਡ ਲਰਨ ਟੁਗੈਦਰ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦ ਡੀਪਰ ਮੀਨਿੰਗਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਬਲੈਸਡ ਜਪਜੀ ਸਾਹਿਬ, ਦੈਟ ਵੈਰੀ ਫਸਟ ਬਾਣੀ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਕੰਟੇਨਡ ਔਨ ਦ ਫਸਟ 8 ਅੰਗਸ ਆਫ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ। And last week we learnt together about the questions that were posed by the Siddhas. The Siddhas were asking Guru Nanak that if false practices, if fasting, if collecting worldly knowledge, or keeping your body clean, or keeping silent is not going to allow us to become one with God, if it is through acceptance of hukum that allows us to become self-realized, then can you please explain to us what this hukam actually is? Can you give us a deeper understanding? And last week, Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj taught us together that hukami hovan akar, that all forms of creation, that this universe is all within Waheguru's hukam, the Creator's hukam. And that through acceptance of the will of the Creator, through acceptance of these things that occur to us in our daily lives, and perhaps functionally, through following the Guru's hukam, through accepting the Guru's hukam, that we can remove all of our ego and that we can become one with the Lord. And the Siddhas who are falling in love with Guru Nanak, as these lessons, as these teachings, as this Gurbani is being revealed to them, through Guru Nanak Dev Ji's conversations throughout their life, the Siddhas are starting to fall for that sweetness that brings us all here today. And they start asking Guru Nanak even more questions. And this week the Siddhas are now speaking to Guru Nanak and they're saying, we understand hukam, but can you speak to us more about the Creator? This one that you speak of, whose hukam governs all things, whose hukam means that we should not be scared of what the days are that are foretold before us. Can you tell us more about their qualities, their glories and their strengths? And in this way, we begin Vijar today. Hanji.
Gave ko taan, hove kisa taan.
And the Siddhas first begin, they say to Guru Nanak, can you speak to us of the strength of this Creator? And Guru Nanak Dev Ji so perfectly, in all humility, they reply initially, they say, Gave ko, gave, to sing, ko, who can sing of that Creator's taan? Taan matval shakti, or strength, jor, power. Who is able to sing of their power? Hove kise taan. Hove, themselves, only the Creator themself is able to understand and comprehend and speak or sing of their own power. Hanji.
Gave ko daat jaane nisaan.
The Siddhas, they ask a further question. They say, we understand that their strength cannot be fully comprehended, but can you speak of their gifts? Can you speak of the gifts that are bestowed by that Creator? And Guru Nanak, again, in all of their humility, they say, Gave ko daat. Who can sing of the daata, the gifts that are bestowed? Janani san. Only that one who's received these gifts can speak of the greatness of these gifts. Hanji.
Gavai ko gun vadiya char.
This is, they're tasting the sweetness of the bhajan of the blessed speech of Guru Nanak, and they're falling in love with Guru Nanak, and they're saying to Guru Nanak, chalo theek hai, we understand that he is beyond creation, but can you give us some insight? Can you speak of the qualities of the glory, the guna, the vadiya, the glory, or the virtues, the guna, or the jar, the spectacle, the beautifulness of that one which you speak of, that creator? Guru Nanak is saying, Gave ko gun. Who is it that is able to sing of the virtues, of the glories, of the beautiful spectacle that is within that creator? Hanji.
Gave ko vidya vikham vichar.
The Siddhas are saying now, of the knowledge that Waheguru possesses, can you speak to us of this knowledge? Because the Siddhas, they were profound educators. They would educate themselves on the Veds and the Purans and the Simritis, these texts which would be seemingly endless. And in this way they would debate and they would demonstrate their knowledge, their prowess of academia. And in this way they're saying to Guru Nanak, they're speaking of the qualities that God would have in this field, because it's something that they value themselves. And they say, can you speak of the types of knowledge? And Guru Nanak expounds, they speak, Gave ko vidya vikham vichar. The vidya, the knowledge that Waheguru possesses, vikham, even the most difficult or most complicated of knowledges, who can speak of these knowledges of creation? Sadh Sangatji, when we study even the most basic level science, which is not even a possible reflection of Waheguru's greatness, we come to learn that as human beings that we breathe out carbon dioxide, that we breathe in oxygen and we breathe out carbon dioxide. And that in this way, this gas that we breathe out is poisonous to us. But the Qudrat, the nature of this creation, which Waheguru is part of, he says he's created the creation in such a way that the trees, they breathe in carbon dioxide. And what do they breathe out? They breathe out oxygen. Who can speak of this wonderful stasis, this homeostasis, the way that the world is in complete balance? Who can speak of even the most complicated knowledges? The sciences can explain to us the ways of these systems. We have formulas. I think we've all probably been through these formulas. Probably many of us have forgotten them. But on our way through education, we may have learned some of these formulas. But who can speak of the way that these formulas were created? That who gave them sustenance, the ability to sustain, the ability for one to support the other, and in this way to take out all the impurities and give us this wonderful creation? Just one example of vikam, vichar, that whilst we can understand what's happening, how it has come to be, who can speak of the glories of that sustainer, that one that has created the system in such a way that will remain, that will always mean that we have what we need? Hanji.
Gavai ko saaj kare tan kheh.
So the Siddh said to Guru Nanak, can you speak to us again and tell us about the strength that Waheguru has, that Paramatma possesses within them? And Guru Nanak Dev Ji says that one, Gave ko, who can sing of the strength of that one, Gave ko Saj, who has the ability to create, Karehe. They can create the bodies from dust, Tan, the bodies, Kehe, and can return them to dust. The one that has the ability to create human beings and all life forms from dust, and then return into the dust from whence they came, such that they can come back again from the dust. Hanji.
Gave ko ji alai fir de.
Gave ko ji. Who can sing the praises? You're speaking about the strength of Waheguru. Who can sing the praises of the one that is able to take the soul from the body? How do you measure the strength in this way? You see, we go to the gym and we can measure strength in dumbbells. Or we go to a boxing gym and we can measure speed and strength in the number of times we can punch per square inch. But that one that takes the soul from your body, and then they give you another body and allows your soul to then transmigrate and reincarnate and take home once again. How do you measure the strength of someone like this? Where there's no duality, there's no one in opposition of this. How do you measure the strength? You see, We try and understand with our worldly knowledge. Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj makes it clear that our understanding of God is in fact based upon our own buddhi, our own intelligence. When Guru Sahib says, Aap apni buddh hai jeti, that depending on our own buddhi, where we are at in our own state, that we will understand God in accordance with this way. So when we think of strength, when the Siddhas are asking Guru Nanak to speak of the strength, or in the earlier Panktiya, to speak of their knowledge of difficult ways, the Siddhas are approaching it from their understanding of what strength means. But Guru Nanak Dev Ji is giving them an answer which makes the question defunct. They're saying, Gave ko saaj kare tande, how do you measure the strength of one that can create the bodies from which strength is then acted out through? Gave ko jile frade, the one that can take souls from people and then take their bodies, leave their bodies empty to turn to dust, and then give them a new home. Gave ko ji le firde. The answer is in the question posed by Guru Nanak, that the strength is beyond measure. Hanji.
Gave ko japa disa dur.
Hanji, agle pankti.
Vaheguru.
Gave
ko vekha hadra hadur.
So these two panktiya, the Siddhas are speaking to Guru Nanak to describe further God's qualities. The one that is responsible for delivering us all from this human life. And Guru Nanak Dev Ji is saying, Gave ko jape dise dur. How can you speak of that one? Who can speak of that one that seems so very far away? But then Guru Nanak Dev Ji goes on to say, Gave ko veke hadra hadur. But how can you speak of that one who in one place can seem so very far away? Dur, far away. But also, Gave ko veke hadra hadur. But when you look, you can see that they're hadra, that they are right very close to you. Hadur, they're actually very in front of you. They're very much close to you, so close are they to you, in fact, that they are in front of you. Hadur. Sadhsangati, this is truly a game of love. You see, we spoke about this perhaps in earlier weeks, but we would do well for repetition to make this permanent upon our minds. This is a game of love that we're playing with Guru Nanak. In other dharms, if for example you take the Abrahamic faiths, they speak about a Lord that is separate and distinct, that through the actions which we commit, we will probably be punished or we will probably be rewarded, and we may get to go to heaven or hell. But what Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj is talking about is a Lord that is not so very far away living in a cloud in a heaven, but one that is actually so very close to us that Guru Sahib says that they're even closer to us than even our own hands and feet. Kehe Ravi Das, Haath Pair Nere. Guru Sahib is saying to us that Waheguru, that Paramatma, who sometimes we feel so very far away from, that they're even closer to us than our hands and feet. What knowledge is this Guru Sahib is giving to us? When we say Gave ko vidya vikam vichar, these difficult concepts, surely this is one that would save us all so much anxiety and pain, no? If you look at the most difficult times we've come to pass through in our lives, the difficulty isn't the situation that presents itself to us, but it's how we're perceiving what we're going through. And the bottom line is, when we're in difficulty, it's when we look at the situation and we think, yo, I'm on my own here, what am I going to do? And it's when we feel like we're on our own, when we feel like there is nobody around us that can help us, that's when we start to panic. If you think of a difficult situation, but you've got someone with you, you're like, I'm so glad that you're with me through this. And in that situation, you look around and you think, actually, it's not so bad because I haven't got to deal with this on my own. But the most worst of worst situations isn't determined by how bad it is, it's when you feel like you've got to deal with it on your own. But Guru Sahib is saying, Gave ko veke hadra hadur. Guru Sahib is saying, that Paramatma, that one, how can we sing the praises of that one who is so very close to us, hadra, hadur, they're actually right in front of us. If we just had the eyes to see. Guru Sahib is saying to us, sab mahe jyot jyot hai soi, that actually they are inside each and every living being. If we could just get to that state with the Guru's blessings, with Guru Prasad, with the blessings of the Guru, where we could recognize that actually the Lord is not so very far away. Gave ko jape dise dur, but actually gave ko veke hadra hadur, that they're so very close to us, they're so very near to us, that they're in front of us. How much easier would that make our lives? If we could reflect and say, yo, I know I'm not alone. Guru Sahib, you're with me. Guru mere sang sada hai nale. Guru Sahib is saying, Guru mere sang, that they have this, that for that Gurmukh who follows the hukam, who accepts the Guru's command, that they are always with the Gurmukh, that they are always with them. Guru mere sang sada hai nale. Let's all say this together and have a moment of reflection, that we may dispel whatever difficulties may have been on our minds before we come together today in Sangat Roop. The pankti is very simple. Guru mere sang sada hai nale. Meaning that the Guru is always my sangat. They're always with me. Sada, forever, hai nale, that they're always with us. Guru mere sang sada hai nale.
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 Guru mere sang sada hai nale. Guru mere sang sada hai nale.
Guru mere sang sada hai nale. Guru mere sang sada hai nale.
Guru mere sang sada hai nale. Guru mere sang sada hai nale.
Guru mere sang sada hai nale. Guru mere sang sada hai nale.
Sare Japu ji, Guru mere sang sada hai nale. Guru mere sang sada hai nale.
Guru mere sang sada hai nale. Guru mere sang sada hai nale.
Guru mere sang sada hai nale. Guru mere sang sada hai nale.
Guru mere sang sada hai nale. Guru mere sang sada hai nale.
When we feel like we're in a difficult place, it's not the place that is determining how we're feeling in this regard. It's our perception of how we are, who's with us in that time. If we look at our history, we often ask, how did these Singhs and Singhaniya undertake such feats? How did they manage to have the strength and the courage to endure such pain? When the Mughals were invading India and they were collecting the heads of Sikhs and they were exchanging them at Parliament for bags of rice, because that was the price of being a Sikh, for being a Khalsa in the 1700s. How were those Sikh able to stand and live in Nitanem and live in acceptance of the hukum? They were able to do this because they were never on their own. They weren't doing it. They were saying, yo, Guru Sahib, you're with me. By Mati Das Ji, when they were given that blessed chance to give shahidi, to become one with the Lord, when they were given the ultimatum to convert to Islam or accept death by being sawn in half, they readily chose shahidi. They said to the executioners said to them, you've got one last request. What request would you have before we take this sword, place it upon your scalp and draw you in two? And by Mati Das Ji, who was placed on a frame, they turn to the executioner, Jalaluddin, and they say, I've only got one request. Just please turn this frame that I may look upon my Guru's face. Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj were in their presence. They were just sitting a few feet away in a pinjari, in a cage. Because they understood that Guru Sahib was with them, not just in the physical form, but they were with them inside their heart as well. They were present, ever present, upon every moment of reflection. And so we would do well to recognize gave ko veke hadra hadur, that paramatma, that Waheguru, that they are not only near us, but they are hadur, they are right in front of us. And it's really for us to find the eyes so that we can see. And the only person that benefits from that reflection will be ourselves, because we will never be on our own. And it is that feeling of loneliness that makes the difficulties difficult. Hanji.
कथना कथी न आवे तोट।
गुरु नानक देव जी महाराज इज एक्सप्लेनिंग टू द सिद्स दैट कथना कथी दैट ऑल ऑफ दीज बुक्स एंड ऑल ऑफ द रिलीजियस स्क्रिप्चर्स and the essays and the discourses that are written about these scriptures, na ave tod, that no matter how many times you read these, that you will never be able to fully understand and comprehend the limits or the limitless virtue of that creator. Hanji.
Kathe, kathe, kathi, koti, kote, kote.
Guru Nanak Dev Ji, Guru Nanak is explaining to the Sidhs that kath, kath, kathi, that the people, that the spoken speech, the katha, the kathi, katana kathi, that the person who does the katha, the kathakar, like myself, just a person who's at your feet, that no matter how much knowledge that person who is doing katha collects, or how much katha he actually does, that nobody through doing this, even if they do it koti, kot, kot, a million times, that nobody through doing katha, or through read or listening to katha, will, in this worldly way, will be able to find an end to that creator's creation, their creative power. Hanji.
Dinda de lande thak pahe.
So the Sidhs say to Guru Nanak, well, we've understood that those gifts which you speak of, that they are only to be understood by the one that gives them. But will these gifts ever run out? And Guru Nanak, they're so very playful sometimes. They say, Denda de lende thak pai. They say no. Say, Denda, the one that gives these gifts, they will forever give. Like we say, Sada, Sada, Da, Da. That forever and ever, the giver will always carry on giving their gifts to creation, to us, to sustain us. Denda de. But actually, there will be an end because Denda de lende thak pai. The people that are receiving these gifts, us in this creation, we are receiving so many gifts from the Lord, from Waheguru, that actually we run out of breaths. We get so tired that we will leave this world, or we will become so tired of receiving all of these gifts. My brothers and sisters, we receive gifts every single day. We receive the breath that comes into our body, which we don't ask for, but it comes into us because we need it to sustain our life. Our hearts beat over 100,000 times a day. 100,000 times a day. It's done so since the moment we were born. It beats faster when we need it to, and it slows down when you want it to relax. This wonderful gift that's been given to us, that gives us the ability to circulate the energy around our body to allow us to do the things that we think we need to do. In fact, everything that we do, we are enabled to do the things that we do because of the gifts that are bestowed upon us. And Guru Sahib is saying that the giver's gifts will never run out, but we will become tired of receiving all of these gifts. There's a word for that, and it's ungrateful. Or in Gurmukhi we say, akirtkan. And what we should perhaps take from this bhajan is that Guru Nanak is saying that whilst the Creator's gifts will never run out, that we grow tired, we grow weary of receiving these gifts. And this surely isn't an appropriate way to recognize our Lord and Master. We come into Guru's Darbar and we bow. And Guru Sahib takes away our Bishle Karam, our negative actions. They give us blessings. We are blessed to be invited into the Guru's Darbar. But how many of us come in and say, Yo Guru Sahib, thank you so much for bringing me here today. Hopefully after Katha, we're going to go downstairs and we're going to eat in the kitchen of Guru Nanak. Has been serving people all day. Today they've served about 6 million people across the world for free. In the biggest kitchens in the entire world. This is the house of Guru Nanak. How many of us will go downstairs when we're going to have pasta and chips and say, as we look at that thal, thank you so very much. And it's not that we're going to get, it's not that we're going to get punished through not practicing gratitude, but there's so much benefit to be had. There's so many more gifts to be had that are just around the corner, just through practicing gratitude. As I said, as we spoke about a minute ago, it is not just what is happening to us that determines how we feel. It's how we perceive these things. If we wake up every morning and think, yo, I'm so very lucky to have the clothes that I'm about to put on, this glass of water which I'm going to drink, If we just lower the bar of our expectations as to what we need to see before we show appreciation, we'll be so much happier. But what's happened is we have been educated in a way that we should have a very high bar before we can be appreciative and grateful. And this serves only to pain us and cause us to be in a negative state. We watch movies and we hear lines like, "I will not rest until I avenge my father's death." Or, "I won't be happy until I'm heavyweight champion of the world." You know, 8-year-old kid saying, "I'm not going to be happy until I'm heavyweight champion of the world." Which means he's not going to be happy for another 15 years. You know, and who wants to live a life of unhappiness for one day that might come and present itself to us where we might receive that one gift? If we could wake up every single day and find gratitude and appreciation in everything around us, then every day would be a happy day. What we've got to start doing is recognizing that these gifts are, that Guru Nanak speaks the truth, that the giver's gifts are infinite and will never run out. But actually, on a daily basis, we're just growing tired of receiving them. And it's only when these gifts are momentarily, maybe they are taken away to teach us a lesson, that we may have a bit of dukkhi, that we again start to really appreciate these things. How many times can you look back on your life and think of a situation where you have regret? You think, "Oh, I never got to show that person the appreciation I had for them, and now they're gone." We live in regret. Appreciation and gratitude that is not acted out, we call that regret. Someone dies and you didn't get to say, "Yo, thank you so much for what you did for me." You can't show appreciation when they're gone. That's just regret. And who wants to live with regret? And I'm not just talking about people that are going to leave us in this world. What about every glass of water which we drink? Why don't we show appreciation for everything that we have? And the only people that are going to benefit from that will be ourselves, because we'll be so excited and happy. If you think about it as an example, a child as a baby, they have a limited cultured education. They haven't been educated to be miserable on the underground like we have, going every single day commuting through London. They haven't been educated like that. So you give a child a chocolate bar and it's like they've won the lottery. And they're always happy, aren't they? But somehow we've managed to learn these really painful habits that we need to have a certain bar met before we can show gratitude and appreciation. And in so doing, we're punishing ourselves, because there's so much more treasure to be had just for being grateful. Practice it. What we're going to do for just a moment, if we just close our eyes, just for just a moment, and just put your backs up super straight, and just think of something that you're really grateful for. It might be a person. It might be for an experience that you had. We'll just close our eyes for a moment. Just take yourself there. And just think about something you're really grateful for. It might be that you might be thankful to Guru Nanak for bringing you here today. You could be anywhere. But on this Thursday night, you've been brought here today with Guru Sahib's kirpa. It might be because of a person that takes care of you, that puts a hand on your back and makes you feel like you're not on your own. It might be a feeling that you've experienced when you've done Simran, or the feeling that you felt when you first learnt about the Sadhsangat, or when you did yoga, or when you did martial arts, or you connected in such a way with something that you thought, "Yo, this is something special." And just really picture that thing that you're grateful for. Picture the quality that it has. And just very gently, very naturally, as you're appreciating this thing, say thank you in your mind. Thank you, thank you, thank you to Paramatma, the one, the ultimate person that has given us all of these gifts. Gaviko Tan, Gaviko Daat, Jani Nisan, who's given us all of these gifts. And what I'd like you to do, my brothers and sisters, is just put a smile on your face as you're saying thank you in your heart. Put a smile on your face as you're saying thank you, thank you, thank you for this wonderful thing that you value so very dearly in your heart. And we're going to say the Blessed Guru Mantra just three times together in Sangat Roop. Please humbly, let's all join in.
Wahe Guru, Wahe Guru, Wahe Guru.
And slowly just open your eyes. So it's interesting, some of you are still smiling. You see, the practice of gratitude is a gift unto itself. The more we start appreciating things around us that we take for granted, the more we start showing true gratitude in our hearts, the only true benefactors of such practice will be ourselves. Because those things are there anyway. We just have to appreciate them to get the real beauty out of what they are. And Guru Sahib is saying, Denda de lende takpai, that these gifts are going to keep on coming. And that the way that the universe is, that the human beings, the souls, we're going to get tired of receiving all of these things. That the gifts won't run out even before we pass from this world. We'll be receiving these gifts. Hanji.
Juga jugantare khahi khahe.
Guru Nanak Dev Ji expands further. They say not just the human beings like ourselves that are on, that can leave this world without receiving all of the gifts that are there to receive. They say juga jugantar khahi khahe. They say that the yuga, so in the Puratan, in the old understanding of the time system, we have there's a much more beautiful understanding of the time system, a much deeper understanding than exists in what we can say, sort of like Western philosophy. We understand that time is cyclical, that it goes in cycles. And time is split up into four ages. There's Satyug, Treta, Dwapar and Kaljug. We haven't got time to do a detailed course on those different types of the yuga, but safe to say that each of these ages is over hundreds of thousands of years long. And Guru Nanak is saying, Juga jugantara khai hi khai, that throughout all of these ages, that the creation, the akar, the universe, that the whole universe has been receiving and eating these gifts, sort of consuming these gifts, and this is going to carry on throughout the ages. So the Siddhas have asked the question, that will these gifts ever come to an end? That which we need for sustenance, to prosper in this world, to provide for those that we love and care, will these gifts ever come to an end? And Guru Nanak is saying, Juga Jugantara, that even throughout all of the ages, hundreds of thousands, millions of years, for infinite time, that the gifts of the Creator, they will always be there, and they will never run out. Hanji.
Hukami hukam chalai raho.
So the Siddhas have asked Guru Nanak, that those people that have understood this, which we call a Brahm Gyani, meaning that one that has complete knowledge of God, who understands the bhajan, the teachings that you've given, do they have any purpose in this world? And Guru Nanak says perfectly, they say yes. Definitively they say yes. Those mahapurkh, those great souls, those Brahm Gyanis, those ones that know God, hukumi hukum chalai raho, that those souls who live in accordance and acceptance of the hukum, who remain ever grateful and appreciative of their way and their place, who always accept the teachings of the Guru and live in accordance with the Guru's instructions, Guru Nanak is saying, Hanji,
Nanak vigasa ve parvaho.
That Waheguru will always be vigasa. Guru Nanak is saying, Nanak, so they're the poet, Nanak vigasa, that Paramatma, Waheguru, will always remain pleased, and those people that live inside the hukum, they will remain ve parvaho, that they will always remain carefree. So Guru Nanak again is repeating the teaching, or expanding upon the teaching, we can say, that we learned last week, that through acceptance of the hukum, the way of Waheguru, and through following the instructions of the Guru, their hukum, that we can remain ve parvaho, that we can remain carefree. Because if we understand that we are living in accordance with the will of God, that everything that occurs to us, that comes to pass, is in accordance with the perfect law of the Creator of the universe. And if we go further still, that we follow the Guru's hukum, we do our best, then Guru Nanak says that person remains ve parvaho, they remain carefree. So if we put it to it, if we think about it a different way, Guru Nanak is saying that if you do your best, if you do all that you can do in following the Guru's hukum, then you can sit back and say, whatever's going to occur will occur. I've done my best. There's nothing more I could do. I've woken every morning and I've sung the Lord's praises. I have done my nitanem. I have worked honestly. I have shared what I have with other people. These are all the Guru's hukum. If I live in accordance with the Guru's hukum, then what should there be to fear for what is to be foretold, for what is to come down to bear in the future? Because if we follow the Guru's hukum, we have become that Gurmukh, then we know Guru Mere Sangh Sada Hai Nale, that Guru is always with us. And then there's nothing to fear. We know that whatever is going to pass, we can be carefree about this. The primary art of that pankti, Nanak Vigse Ve Paravaho, Guru Nanak is describing that creator is Vigse, that they are always pleased with their creation, that in the sense that they have created this universe which is perfect, and they remain carefree. Matawal, that whether we understand and accept the hukum or not, they remain detached. They are not dependent upon what choices we make. We are dependent upon that creator's choices. The Guru is here for us. They will receive us. They are Veparavahu. They will give us gifts upon gifts. Denda de lende takpai. Guru Nanak Dev Ji. They will give us gifts which will never be, their storeroom will never run out. But whether we come to accept them or not does not have any bearing or effect upon the Guru. They will always remain carefree. They love us. Their doors are always open for us. The Nishan is always out in the sky flying to say, come in, come home, come to my house. But whether we come in or not, it is only for us to be suffering if we don't. They will always remain ver paravahu. The feeling in this room will never change to one of negativity. In this room, Guru is always pleasing unto themselves. And in this room, there will always be that carefree love. So if we just go back to the first two bhaktiya in this body. Hanji.
Gavai ko taan, hovai kisai taan. Gavai ko daat jaane nisaan.
So in preparation, we're doing some research for trying to explain this infinite teaching given by Guru Nanak. And Gyani Kulwan Singh Ji did such a beautiful gatha on this, which I wanted to just share with you. They said that the Sidhs have asked Guru Nanak, can you describe the strength of the Creator, the Sustainer of the world? And Guru Nanak has said, Gave ko taan, hove kise taan. Another way that we can look at this is Guru Nanak is asking the question, Gave ko taan, who can know the strength of that Creator? Hove kise taan, the one that has the strength of the Creator, who has been bestowed with that strength. Guru Nanak is saying, Gave ko taan, that those that sing of the greatness of Waheguru, they will be imbued with the strength of God. So the way in this dark age of Galjug, the way in this age is to sing God's praises. We've been given the gift. The gift is Kirtan. Guru Nanak is saying to us that if you want the strength of God, sing His praises and you will be imbued with these gifts. Gave ko taan, hove kise taan. And that in this way you will have the strength and then you will be able to speak of the strength of God. That is the first step on this way. Gyani Kulwan Singh Ji is saying that if you sing God's praises, you will be imbued with strength. But then you will just be strong. And Gyani Ji, what they say is that there is two parts to this path of righteousness. There is the person who wants to walk it that needs the strength. You will get the strength through singing His praises, by speaking and singing of His glory. But there is still one more thing, because you may be armed for the journey, but you still need the path. So there is the path walker who needs the strength. And there is also the path. So Gyani Ji says, if you have all the strength of Waheguru from singing their praises, you're still going to be lost because you don't know where to walk and where to go. So what is that path, Sadhsanga Ji? And Gyani Ji, what do they say? They say that the path is shukrana. The path is appreciation or gratitude. And that if you have been given these gifts, then you should sing His praises even more. It's through singing of His grace, it's through singing kirtan, singing the path that you then must walk is the path of appreciation and gratitude. Hanji.
Gave ko daat jaane nisaan.
And that if you then got, if you've been imbued with that strength, Gave ko dat, jane nisan, only that person that has been given an nishani, that has been imbued with those qualities, they can sing of the qualities of those gifts. So you can see this is a game of love. When you sing the Lord's praises, the first step is you will be given the strength of the Lord. You will be given the strength of Paramatma. Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj, they will put their hand upon your head and say, I am with you. But the next step is, once you've been given these gifts, not to go in ego and think, yo, I'm something special. Because to recognize that Guru Prasad, that actually the gifts that you've been bestowed, they are by the grace of the Guru. Guru Prasad, meaning that they are by the grace of the Guru. And that when you show shukrana, when you show appreciation for these gifts, then what you are doing is, you are that one that is enabled, that is able to speak of the quality of those gifts. Guru Nanak is saying, Gaviko Dad Jane Nisan. Who is it that is able to speak of these gifts? It is the one that wears them, that has that insignia upon their forehead. In other words, that one who has sung his praises and been given the strength or been emboldened by the blessings of the Guru. And just very quickly before we finish the vijar today, there's a sakhi I wanted to share with you. We're going back to the times of Guru Ram Das Ji, and there was a person, and his name was Bhai Adam. And Bhai Adam, they were elderly, and they were working in the fields. They were a farmer, and they had in their minds a desire that they would be blessed with a child, and they would go to what we would call like Bakandi Babbe. They would go to like false saints, if you like, where they would be promised that if you do certain things and give us payment and stuff like this, that we will give you the blessing of this gift of a child. And in all of these ways, they would fail. A time would come when they get a chance, they're blessed with the opportunity to do the seva, to do the service of a sek of Guru Ram Das Ji Maharaj. So they get to do seva of a sek of the Sangat of Guru Ram Das Ji, and they explain their situation, that they would be loved to have a chance to have a child for him and his wife. But in throughout their efforts and all of the places that they've gone to do their offerings, that all of their actions have been fruitless. And so the sect takes them into the charan, into the company, the holy feet of Guru Ram Das, where they start doing seva. The seva they would do at Darbar Sahib is that they would do langar seva. They would collect firewood, and that they would work hard, and they would use the wood to allow the kitchens to burn so that they could make the dal and sabji. Now, firewood at that time was a commodity that was expensive, and they were very poor. So economies of scale here, it was quite a lot for them to make this sacrifice. And what they would do is they would give firewood to other gursikhs as well. They didn't have enough wood to burn in their stoves, so that they could keep their stoves hot and that they would be able to eat in their homes. And one day it rained so very heavily that all of the firewood that was being used to burn in the langar, and all of the gursikhs' houses, all of their firewood in their store, it all got wet so that it couldn't burn. And Bhai Adam and their wife, the way it's described in our itihas, our history, is they had just enough wood to sell and make money and to put clothes on their back. They were very much at a level of what we could call sustenance. They were just about keeping their head above water, if you like. They see the plight of the sangat, and they give all of the wood that they can so that the langar will always carry on. Because in the house of Guru Nanak, the langar will never break. The langar will always be the place where people will come to you from outside, and the langar will always be enough to serve. And Guru Ram Das Ji comes to know that by Adam, that they've given all of this wood, that they've given all that they have, and they call by Adam into their darbar. And they say to by Adam, I'm so very pleased with your selfless service. Seva means selfless service, when you act without no requirement in return. Bhai Adam was just there doing seva, and Guru Ram Das Ji says, what do you like, what would you like to ask of me? But Bhai Adam, they had so much nimrata, they had so much humility, because they're obviously serving in the house of the Guru, and when you serve, you become humble. Bhai Adam, they can't speak the words of what they want, they're embarrassed to ask before the Guru that their icha, that their desire is that they be blessed with a child. They say, Guru Sahib, we just want to be blessed that we can remain in your charan. They say, Guru Sahib, we just want to stay with you. But in their heart of hearts, they had this desire that they want this gift of a child. Guru Ram Das Ji asked him again, speak over that which you like and I will make sure that you don't go without. And again, by Adam, they said, Guru Sahib, we just want to remain in your good wishes and stay close to you. And the third time, Guru Ram Das Ji speaks. But Guru Ram Das Ji Maharaj, what can we speak of Guru Ram Das Ji? They don't need to hear what by Adam's wishes are. They are the inner searcher of all of our hearts and desires. When we come into Guru's Darbar, and Guru Sahib is sitting there on their throne, and the jor is being waved above their head, and we walk into the Darbar, they know exactly what we want. So Guru Sahib, they see that by Adam has this desire. They say to by Adam, come tomorrow with your wife, that we may speak with you further. By Adam, they go home and they go and see their wife. And their wife, who's been longing for this child, she says, you've been in the service of the Guru for so much time and you've given all of this wood, and I've heard that Guru Ram Das Ji wanted you to come and see them. Surely they were pleased with you and they would have asked you to put your ardas, to put your request before them. Did you ask them for the child? By Adam says, no, I couldn't ask. But I've been asked to return tomorrow, so we'll go together. So Bayadam and their wife, they go into the feet of Guru Ram Das Ji the next day. And Guru Ram Das Ji says, ask of me what you will now. Knowing that they hadn't fulfilled their request, that they hadn't put their request forward the day before. And Bayadam asks for the blessing of a child. And Guru Ram Das Ji Maharaj, they go into deep contemplation. Sorry, let me take that back. Guru Sahib were always connected with God. We can't say they went into deep contemplation, but for a moment we can say they were silent in the world. And they're searching the karam, the previous actions of these two people that are standing before the Guru, because it's our karam that determines our fortunes going forward. And Guru Ram Das Ji Maharaj, what they say, I don't think probably I'll ever forget when I heard this. Guru Ram Das Ji says, in your destiny, it's not written that you will have a child. You're not due a child. Your account is not full. You don't have this wealth in your account, so to speak. But in my destiny, I've got a child coming forth. And I will take that and I will give that child which is due to in my house and I will give them to you. So you will have that God, you will have that blessing because you've asked in the Guru's Darbar. You've served selflessly through doing seva. I will give you this blessing. You will have a child and his name will be Bhagdu. And in this way, go forth and be happy. And sure enough, by Adam and their wife, they would be blessed to have this wonderful gift. Gavi ko daat jaane nisan. They would be given this wonderful gift. Who can speak of these gifts? Someone like Bayadam, who has been desiring something, who no one can quench their thirst. They've gone from place to place. They've roamed the earth. They've walked from one place to another with their dreams and their desires being shattered. But eventually, through doing seva of the Gurmukhs, through doing seva of a Gursikh, they get rewarded of being brought into the company of Guru Ram Das Ji. And through doing seva in the house of Guru Ram Das Ji Maharaj, they get this gift. Who could speak of these gifts? By Adam can speak of these gifts. By Bhagadu, who came into be in their house, will know that their destiny was given to them, that they came to be because of Guru Ram Das Ji's bakshis. Gave ko daat jaane nisan. That only those who are given these gifts, who appreciate these gifts and show gratitude and appreciation, can speak of these gifts. So Sadhsangaji, at more place than just one, in today's Bauri, we have learned the value, we have learned that the way of the world is to not show gratitude. That juga jugantara kahi kahi, that we're going to just eat, we're just eat. The way that we've been practicing as in this creation is to just eat and eat and eat. But Guru Sahib is saying to us, that the way, the path is appreciation, the path is gratitude. And that whatever gifts, whatever strengths we have, that we should look upon these things and say, these are going to be the things that enable me to go forward. These are the hands that allow me to do righteous deeds. When I do them, I must understand and show appreciation and gratitude because that is the path. Strength is just one part, but appreciation and gratitude to remain humble at all times in the charan of the Guru and say, Guru Sahib, you've given me this strength. Appreciation and gratitude, it will be like a spiral up and up and up, and you will always remain in Jardi Kala if you always remain grateful. Sadhsanga ji, in my view, if I can offer this, I think it's impossible to be in a negative state of mind if you are in a state of perpetual gratitude and appreciation. It is impossible to be in a state of sadness or despair if you are fully appreciating everything and every gift that is being bestowed upon you in every moment that we have. So we're gonna do some abdi. We're gonna finish now. Before we finish, we're gonna just say the Blessed Guru Mantra 3 times. And next week, the Siddhas are speaking to Guru Nanak, and we're gonna be discussing the questions that the Siddhas were speaking to Guru Nanak about. And the Siddhas, again, relentless in their quest to quench their knowledge of God, they're speaking to Guru Nanak and they're going to say to Guru Nanak, what language does God speak? Is it Hindi, Urdu, Persian, Farsi? What language is a language that we can converse to God with? And the Siddhas are going to speak to Guru Nanak and they're going to ask Guru Nanak, if we ever find our way into God's house, what offerings should we make? What words should we speak to get God's love? And Guru Nanak is going to make the answer so beautifully and perfectly clear so that we can walk this path of appreciation and love. So that is next week. I want to say thank you to all the Sadhsangat for coming out. I wanted to just say this last week, I forgot, that when we're preparing for the Katha, it is really humbling to see everybody come out. We know everyone's really busy, and everyone's working and it's cold, but you've all braved the weather, and it's so very humbling to see everybody come out. It's what gives us that sort of that motivation to want to come and share what we learn when we're listening and doing the research for the Katha. So, and in the feet of the Janna, I say thank you to all of you for coming out. If we've made any mistakes in doing the Katha, the Vichar today, you are the Sadhsangat, and I beg of you that you give us your blessings. We're only learning on this path. We're not even on the first step, probably. We beg you as a Sadhsangat that you give us your blessings, just like Bayadam received the blessings of the Gursikhs. We beg that you give us your blessings that we can not make any mistakes, that one day we can properly and fully serve the Sadhsangat. So before we do the Guru Mantra, we're going to say Deho Sajan Asi Sariya Jo Hove Sahib Sho Meh, which means please give us your blessings that we can one day meet God. We're going to say the Blessed Guru Mantra 3 times, and then we're going to recite the last Pankti.
Wahe Guru.
Ka khalsa, wahe Guru Ji ki fateh.